Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, while the rest of us are worried about the Ebola epidemic and the multiple health challenges in Africa, a Chapel Hill nurse is wondering to what danger area her next assignment will take her. Anna Freeman grew up in Chapel Hill and worked at UNC Hospitals as a pediatric cardiology nurse. But since 2008, she served with Doctors Without Borders, the International Medical Humanitarian Organization. In her first assignment, she managed nursing care at a hospital in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The hospital where she worked is near the Rwandan border in a region long plagued by heavy fighting. She told me that half of our patients were trauma victims from gunshot wounds or machetes. The wounded from different fighting factions would be in the same room. I remember thinking, how can we treat these people from different factions in the same place? But everyone was kind and respectful. There was a lot of chit-chat. Wives and family came, prepared meals, and the different groups just ate side by side. Earlier this summer, she came home from her latest assignment, which was also in Congo, where she led a Doctors Without Borders team into the Katanga region near Lake Tanganyika. She was working with local officials, and her group helped arrange for the treatment for 10,000 malaria cases and the hospitalization of 2,000 victims. Because it is critically important to diagnose and treat malaria early, the group members worked to make those services available throughout that region. In between the two assignments to the Congo, Freeman worked in Haiti after the 2010 earthquake, then in South Sudan on working on maternal and child health problems, and then in the Central African Republic, and then in Uganda with working with refugees from South Sudan, and again in Haiti to help respond to a cholera epidemic. She said, I like to travel going to places that are unknown. And I think there are very few things more interesting than that. To be able to do that and to work in the career that I love and be able to alleviate suffering by working with Doctors Without Borders, I can do all these things. Well, Freeman's parents spent their professional careers expanding opportunities for good health care. Her mother, Dr. Victoria Freeman, is Deputy Director of the North Carolina Rural Health Research and Policy Analysis Center. And her father, Charles Humble, who according to one publication, dedicated his entire career to solving problems and improving the American healthcare industry. Sometime in the next few days, when the new assignment from Doctors Without Borders comes, Anna Freeman will head out to another part of the world. Again, following in her parents' footsteps, dedicating herself to solving problems and improving health care in a place where she is most needed. You can hear my Who's Talking conversation with Anna Freeman on chapelburr.com, and you can read more about her in Sunday's Chapel Hill Herald. This is D.G. Martin.